It is time for our almost a bi-weekly, every two and a half weeks, we check in with Dr. Mark Hurko from the Sharon Hospital. Let's see if he's on the line right now. Good morning, Dr. Hurko. How are
he
you?
He is there. Good morning. How are you?
Run ragged, I'll tell you that.
You know, this reminds me. When I was one of my prior positions years ago, we were living in Enfield, Connecticut. And it was the year before Superstorm Sandy hit, and then there was a blizzard that hit the week after Columbus Day.
Yeah, well, that was the big what we call the Halloween snowstorm, because it 40 inches of heavy wet snow. Now the state at that point was without power for about 10 days.
Yeah, we lived in my office at the hospital. And we actually rented a room at a hotel which had no generator because the generator went out. And it was an experience. That was the first time I really went very long term without power, because even the hospital had trouble with generating consistent power. So it took a long time to get over that one. And then when this happened last week, it's like, oh my gosh, it's deja vu.
Yeah, who would have thought that it could happen all over again? So let's talk a little bit about what happened with the Sharon Hospital with the power outage, because I know it had to impact the hospital dramatically.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we were a little over, I think it was 30 hours without power. And what hurt us is that when the power was restored, there's two lines that feed the hospital. It's one that actually is primarily clinical, make sure the patients are always protected. There's one that handles the infrastructure of the hospital. And unfortunately, when the power went out, both of our the lines actually were knocked out. But when they reestablished power, they actually did it all through one line. And it actually blew a lot of our circuit breakers and a lot of our fuses and a lot of the machinery, the blowers and all that, actually all had to be repaired when the power came on. So even though we came back on the following day about 8:30 p.m., it wasn't until the following evening after that, so it was almost 2.5 days, before we actually had full air handling, HVAC, power for water, all that stuff. I mean, it was, you think after all these disasters and snowstorms, we'd have it down, and even there, we ran into issues. But I really thank our team. I tell you, Scott Petras and his whole team really did a wonderful job and keeping us informed, and if you didn't know that this was going on, you wouldn't have noted that anything had dropped off. So really kudos to that. We brought in extra security to watch the hospital while this was going on. So really kudos to everyone who worked on it.
Well, the same thing happened to us here. We lost a $10,000 piece of equipment, which connects us for our NPR and our classical programming. And that's not just a type of piece. That's not a piece of equipment that's just on the shelf. I've got an engineer coming out to see if they can repair the power supply, but probably not. But I think that's what people don't realize. The hospital is no different than any other business, except for the fact that it is a business that has people in there, and you have to protect everybody, and even the patients, with even more protection.
Well, they do, and that's the thing. You know, the patient is always the priority. So we had to make sure that all those systems were up and running well. And when we had trouble with the air handling, you know, with 90 degrees after that, we had to make sure that we had good airflow and handling and keep people comfortable. It got a little warm for a while, but we were able to get through that. Let alone, you know, again, we had just bounced back from COVID to getting our OR up to 100%, and, you know, everything was running well, and boom, we had to shut down for another 2 days again.
Amazing. So now, and also while all this transpired, not only now running Sharon Hospital, but you also have additional duties that came on with New Vance, right?
I do. And as COVID, this is a new environment. We're really looking strategically at our leadership and our ways to stay competitive in the market, and with that. I have another hospital for my responsibility, and that's at Putnam Hospital, Putnam County, New York.
You know, it's an interest. This year now, I mean, I'm 67. I've been in broadcasting since basically I was in high school. I can tell you, I don't remember a year that stacks up like 2020 between pandemics and tornadoes and tropical storms and all the weird things that go in. And I know how tough it has been on us here running just a small radio station, but I always shake my head when I think about running a hospital and the multiple layers of the onion that everything's affects in different ways. This will probably be a year that you and other people at the hospital will never, ever forget.
Oh, no, and I always joke with my some of the people in our senior leadership team. I said, keep writing notes, because I said, this is going to be one hell of a book, because just, with COVID and then weather issues and then economic issues because of how we had to handle COVID, and now preparing I don't even want to call it a second wave. You know, it's just still there. And with this thing being so much more, it looks like it's more contagious than it was the first time around for us. We've got to be very careful and stay up on things. So we've actually been, over the last 2 weeks, with all these things running in the background, we're having incident command meetings. We're planning for, you know, what's going to happen next, trying to figure out and game out how do we keep the facility open as long as we can to do the elective work in this new environment. So this really has been a taxing time for everyone.
And not only do we have COVID still around, but it's good to also be joined by the annual flu season. I mean, have you had any COVID patients in there recently, or has things quieted down now where you can really plan for COVID and possibly the flu being together this fall?
It's been interesting. We've been running anywhere between 1 and 3 positive COVID patients, you know, every day. So we still have this low-grade, you know, the COVID response, and we are really, you know, getting ready for the flu. And the flu last year was very bad, and we anticipate a similar season, and then add COVID on top of that, and the symptoms being almost identical. I mean, that's where the devil's in the details, and are we prepared to handle an onslaught of a lot of patients? And for our testing for both COVID and for the flu has to be all up and ready to go.
Well, it's interesting you say that, because I had my yearly physical with my doctor just on Friday, and he gave me a couple of blood tests, and he said, now what I want you to do is I want you to schedule them on Monday when as early as you can. And here's what he said. He said, because we can't tell when these elective things at the hospital might have to go away again.
Well, and that's the whole issue. Right now, we're still running probably around 85 to 90%, counting with the way the labs have to run. Everybody has to be scheduled an appointment to enter the hospital, that kind of thing. But all it takes is one little bump up, and we have, through our system, we're looking at all the numbers, and we're looking at all these indicators. And if we see any bump up, and then we have all these contingency plans. So, hey, let's shut down an entrance, or we have to actually change the access again, and all of those things. Just so we stay ahead of the game, because again, it's a smaller facility. We have a limited staff, and all it takes is one person to be exposed. It'll spread like wildfire. I was just reading there was one of those choirs, it was in Missouri, where they had 62 people showed up for choir practice. It was an hour and a half choir practice. 53 came down with COVID, and 2 died. I mean, that's how contagious this thing is. And why we have to be so careful and so vigilant. And yes, I know there's fatigue and everybody's saying, let's get over with. It ain't going to be over. This thing is still around. We haven't figured it out yet. And all we can do is be as protective of our patients and be as careful as we can with ourselves.
Now, with schools reopening, do you have contingency plans? Has that come into your conversation at all in your executive meetings at the hospital?
We've met with the schools because they needed help in regard to getting testing and everything up and running, because a lot of especially the private schools, a lot of people are coming in from outside the country. And as we ran into in March and all the way up through summer, there's only a limited national supply of tests. So we can only offer if people come in emergently with active symptoms. That's the only way we can test. So I know they've been working with vendors and then other companies to actually handle the testing, because some of these kids, you know, they're probably they and their families and the teachers may have to be tested, you know, weekly or biweekly, let alone every time they go home or go away, they have to be tested when they come back. So We've really we've tried to find a way that we could help. We still want to be a very good member of the community. So we even offered some of our people offered to volunteer to actually help with the testing if needed, if they have a problem.
All right. Now we're speaking with Dr. Mark Herko of the Sharon Hospital. One final question. I talk about this with the schools with COVID-19. The COVID-19 has had probably blow a big hole in your budget, I would figure.
It has. Again, we don't, everybody's had their issues with COVID. And, you know, healthcare, our job is to again, help the communities and help take care of our patients, but it's very expensive. And with the volumes being down and everything, all health systems took a major hit. And with that, we are preparing, again, for another hit if need be. And at the same time, we have to maintain functioning. And that's where it's a catch-22. You know, there's only a limited amount of funding out there unless we all receive relief down the road. And so that's why I thank our leadership from our corporate headquarters and just the way we're acting as a system, sharing resources, and trying to minimize the blow so we can offer, the top quality of care.
All right. Well, Mark, thanks for joining us again and keeping us up to date on Sharon Hospital. And we'll speak to you again in another couple of weeks, and stay safe.
Well, I hope things are well with you. I know it's not fun being on generator. I think you're in your basement, right, or in your house. It's always an adventure. So stay safe.
All right. Take care, Mark.
Take care.
Dr. Mark Herko from the Sharon Hospital here on Robin Hood Radio.